بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we have reached verse 153, and this is based upon the explanation by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah's mercy be upon him. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. O who you believe, seek help in patience and as-salah. Seek help in patience and as-salah. Truly Allah is with as-sabirin. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. O who you believe. And when there is a call, ya, O you, in this case, O, and this is referring to the believers now, then this is evidence for importance of the matter, for the importance of the matter. Because it directs the person to give attention as to the matter being addressed. Allah is telling the believers here to seek help in patience, meaning take patience as a help for you. Similarly, استعينوا بالصلاة, take the salah as a help for you. And then there is a great glad tidings coming when Allah said, إن الله مع الصابرين, truly Allah is with الصابرين, the patient and persevering ones. This is a great glad tidings because of three matters. Number one, salah, the salah is from patience, because it is patience on conducting the obedience to Allah. Second, seeking help in patience is more difficult than in salah, because patience is bitter. Patience is bitter. Man suffers while he is trying to be patient. Even his blood changes. To the degree that people, when they see him, they'll say, look at this sick person. His appearance changed. However, its consequence, although it is bitter, its consequence is more sweet or sweeter than honey. As one poet put it. The third angle to this is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient ones, then by all means He is with the people who conduct the salah, because it is affirmed from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that when the person is making the salah, then he is conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the direction of his face during the salah. Yet Allah is above creation. Arose over his arsh subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best and most majestic way. And we have explained this many times, that when the person is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the person is standing in the prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facing him. You look at the sun when it's about to set, it is facing you, yet it is above you. And this is a creation of the creation of Allah, the sun. If this is possible with respect to creation, then by all means it is possible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the sun, that he is facing the one who is prayers, but he is above creation. From the benefits of this verse is number one, the merits of Iman, and that it is of the noble attributes of man, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O who you believe, address them as believers. And the second benefit is directing the believers to seek help in the salah. And thirdly, making clear the beneficial effects of salah, that it stands to help the prayer or to help the one praying in his affairs. And fourthly, the permissibility to seek help in other than Allah in matters where it is possible. This is evident from the saying, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, seek help in patience and in salah. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, and that you help the man in his mount, lifting him up on his mount, or lifting his luggage, is a sadaqah, is a charity. So here a man helping another man in things which are possible for man to be able to do, but in matters which are only applicable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this would be shirk. And from the benefits is that seeking help in salah is something entailed by iman, by faith. Because Allah said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sta'inu. O who you believe, seek help. And from the benefits is the merits of patience, because it helps to conduct one's affairs. And patience is very, very heavy. Its load is very heavy upon the self. Because if a person is touched by any unease or a calamity, it becomes a burden on the self. Therefore he needs patience. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Hud in chapter 11 verse 49, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أنت ولا قومك من قبل هذا فاصبر إن العاقبة للمتقين. فاصبر. This is of the news of the unseen which we reveal unto you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Neither you nor your people knew them before this. So be patient. Be patient. Surely the good end is for the pious. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fasbir, be patient. This is indicating that the revelation that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this indicates that the revelation sent down upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs patience and endurance. Why? because it is expected and it is known, rather, that there will be opponents for this who stand to block it. Also, we know from another verse in Surah Al-Insan 76, 23 and 24, قال الله تعالى إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا. Verily it is we who have sent down the Quran to you, O Muhammad, by stages. فاصبر لحكم ربك. Therefore be patient. Be patient and submit to the command of your Lord Allah. And obey neither a sinner nor a disbeliever among them. Why? We know that as-sabr is very difficult on the self, and that's why man is called to endure. And therefore the one who misses, or the one who is impatient, will miss a lot of good. And the one who is patient awaits the relief, especially if he endures with sincerity and good intention. And waiting for the relief is ibadah, is worship. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. And know that victory is with patience. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَبْرِ. And that the ease is following the hardship. It goes after, follows it. Meaning with hardship there is to come ease. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And that with difficulty there will be ease coming. And when the person awaits the relief, then patience becomes easy. Because he hopes that the things will change, and that the continuity of situations is impossible. So if he hopes for the reward in the hereafter, and for the relief in this life, then patience will become much easier upon him. And there is no doubt this is from the qualities, the praised qualities in Islam, that affairs becomes easier to conduct and execute with patience, no matter how they may be difficult. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set patience as a help. And from the benefits is patience incites to carry on the deeds and be firm on them. Why? This is deducted from the saying of Allah in the same verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily Allah is with those who are patient. So if the believer knows and believes that Allah is with him, then his motivation will increase and his firmness will be established strongly, having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with man, directing him to what is good, helping him, making him endure. This is certainly a high rank. And from the benefits is affirming the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ma'iyya. Meaning Allah is with us, quote, end of quote. And this ma'iyya, this companionship, is of two types. A general one encompassing all creation. A general one, encompassing all creation. Necessitating that Allah encompasses creation with knowledge, ability, authority, hearing, seeing, and the other meanings of His Lordship. I will repeat, this first one is a general one encompassing all creation, and it entails, underline the word entails His complete awareness, knowledge, ability, authority, hearing, and seeing, and all the other meanings of His rububiyyah, of His Lordship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the evidence for this is in Surah Al-Mujadala 58:7. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. This is the general companionship. 58:7. Have you not seen that Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth? Listen, Allah started the beginning of the verse with knowledge. Have you not seen that Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth? There is no najwa, no secret council of three, but He is their fourth. Not of less than that or more, but He is with them wheresoever they may be. And afterwards, on the day of resurrection, He will inform them of what they did. Verily, Allah is all knower of everything. You see, the verse is started with knowledge and ended with knowledge. So this entails that His companionship here. It affirms His companionship, but it also entails, this companionship entails His knowledge, ability, and hearing, and seeing, and acquaintance, awareness. This is the general companionship. The second is the particular companionship. The second type is the particular companionship. In addition to what is entailed by the general companionship, let us be very careful as to the wording. In addition to what is entailed by the general companionship of Allah, here it further entails giving victory and help and support. The particular companionship. In addition to what is entailed by the general companionship, here it also entails victory and giving help and support. And this particular companionship itself is of two types. Type one is particular companionship restricted to a quality or to qualities. This particular companionship is of two types. First one, restricted to qualities. The first type is restricted to qualities. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 16:128. Meaning when the qualities are there, then the particular companionship will be manifested. قال الله تعالى إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. Contemplate the verse. Truly Allah is with those who, look, comes the description. Allah is with companionship now, right? But with whom? Those who fear Him. This is a description. This is a quality. And those who are muhsinun, good doers, another quality. So this is the first one. The particular companionship that is restricted to qualities. Allah will be with those who fear Him and those who are good doers. These are some qualities. Fayyib. The second one, part B we can say, is the one restricted to a person. The one restricted to a person. First, to a quality. Second, to a person. As the saying of Allah to Musa and Harun. To Musa and Harun. Musa and his brother. When Allah sent them to the Pharaoh. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha 20:46, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. You see now the companionship. This companionship now entails, is restricted to persons, and it entails giving help, support, and victory. He said, fear not, verily I am with you both, meaning Musa and Harun, hearing and seeing. Also, the saying, of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to Abu Bakr when he was with him in the cave in Surah At-Tawbah 9:40, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Be not sad or afraid. Surely Allah is with us. This with us here entails help, support, and victory. And this is of the particular type. This brings the end of the benefits to this verse. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.